tomorrow night in Denmark. A second league match in Denmark. There was another one on Sunday just gone where the technology will be tested. Both systems will also have a sort of a full test in laboratories. So they'll be tested for various sort of like humidity, waterproofness, what happens if, you know, sort of strong energy currents or electricity currents or mobile signals, for example, are nearby. You know, would an 80,000-seater stadium with lots of people on their phones have any interruption at all with signals? All of those sorts of things. So I think it's a very long-winded explanation, I know, but the reality is at the moment, until we get to the 2nd of July, where there's a special meeting of the IFAB, until EMPA, who are the Independent Test Institute, present their report, and until then we hear from them the outcome of the second test phase, we can't say at all whether there is technology that exists currently that, that meets the criteria that have been set down. And that's cold fact, if you like. The question on the 2nd of July is, if one or both companies have passed all of these tests, so it's therefore felt that they are ready to be potentially utilized in real competitions, then that's what the IFAB decision is all about. They have to decide whether they think they should proceed with that or not. And obviously the belief at the moment seems to be that if the technology is proven to have worked, they will vote in favour. But of course, I can't preempt their decision. I don't have a vote. But that's the reality of the situation. And that's something which a lot of people have struggled to get their heads around, that because they've seen technology in different sports, they think, therefore, it's a fait accompli that it should be able to work in football. Football is quite different to some other sports, not least in terms of the fact that, obviously, after a serve in tennis or after a ball is bowled in cricket, you have a natural break in play, even if it's relatively short. In football, the moment the ball bounces back, for example, into the goalkeeper's hands, it can be back in the opposition area within, say, 6 seconds. And, you know, the opposition having a shot on goal at the other end of the field. So, you know, the break in play that perhaps exists in other sports doesn't happen the same in football. And that's why one of the criteria set out at the very beginning with regards to goal line technology is that the signal has to be relayed to the officials within 1 second of the incident occurring to enable, you know, the referee to make the officials to make an almost instantaneous decision and to be able to alert the players and therefore by association the fans in the stadium, you know, whether a goal has just been scored or not.